Okay, a good devach. Middle of a Malka, it's always a time to talk about tzaddikim. So I want to discuss a little bit about Reb David Feinstein's atzal. Just to share a few thoughts, Lagabi, something that actually came up recently. Baruch Hashem, we have someone who will be getting engaged in the near future in the shul, and he asked me, him and his kallah want to know, what's my opinion about lace shaitels? So to be honest, I never really looked into it too much. It's been a while since I've purchased a shaitel for myself, but my daughter just got married, and so I asked her. I said, "What did you get?" She said, "I did not get a lace shaitel because my son-in-law's Rosh Hashiva is not a fan." Okay, so I decided to look into it a little bit and discuss with a number of Chosheva Rabbanim. And my daughter told me, "Why didn't you call a so-and-so?" She discussed this with Reb David Feinstein. That's all. Perfect. So this woman who's a Sheitel Macha herself, I called her and I said, "Is it true that you discussed this with Reb David?" She said, "Yeah." She, her brother used to eat a lot of Shabbos meals by the Feinsteins. She has a close relationship with the family, and she told me. So Reb David asked her about the Leish Sheitel. He says, "Is there any Erva?" She said, "No." She said, "Is there any Marasayin?" She said, "It could be. They look realistic." Okay, so he said there's not a problem. Paskin, lying, not lying, it's not a problem. The Gadol Hador, Reb David, paskined on this, that it's not a problem with the lace sheitels. So she asked him, "Well, then why is it such a machlokas?" So Reb David said, "People make a machlokas about things, but it's fine." So I got back to the chassid and I told him, Reb David Feinstein paskin that lace sheitel, there is no halachic issues whatsoever with it. You can do what you want with that. So then I asked her, you know, you're on the phone, have you read the new art scroll biography that came out of Reb David? And she said, "No, she hasn't got it." I said, "Oh, you have to. It's a must read. It's amazing." So since it's Mlev Malka, you know, Sipurei Tzadikim, we'll share a maisa they bring down here from Reb David. I'm going to read here. This is page 133 in the book, and then you'll see where I'm going to go with it. Again, just talking about the anivus, the pashtus of the Rosh Hashiva Zatzal. He was in an out-of-town community for a midweek family bris. He greeted one of his nephews after davening with a kiss, and one of the locals pointed out it's forbidden to kiss another person in shul. Reb David smiled gently. "I'm not sure it's simple as that," he said. The other man, unimpressed by the answer from the unfamiliar visitor, with a short beard and a short jacket, was persistent. "Well, Reb Moshe will stringently," he responded. "Are you sure?" "I think he might be lenient if it's after davening, especially when it is not your son, no?" The man shook his head and walked off mumbling about the guest who didn't know the halacha. And still, Reb David said nothing. Okay, we're going to come back to that in a minute. Reb David, another story. Reb David was in a restaurant with a Talmud, buying takeout dishes to bring back to Manhattan. Reb David himself was not planning to eat there, and he was sitting on the side eating a piece of chocolate. The mashgiach noticed and came running over, shouting at the guest he was eating a milchig chocolate bar in a fleishig eatery. Reb David calmly told him why it's permitted, but the mashgiach was not even listening. Reb David did not introduce himself, and he certainly wanted to defend himself. He simply apologized and put away the chocolate. Okay, so again, there's a lot of beautiful stories in here. Definitely, I don't get a commission on this, but the recommended reading over here. But what's this din over here about kissing a child in shul? So we know Reb Moshe's psak. I want to read to you from Or Yitzhak, Simon Membez. So Batty says like this, Kosov HaRamah, he's quoting now in Shulchan Aruch in where is this? Tzadi Ches. Osul Adol Nashik Bonav Ketanim Bebeis HaKinesis. A person's not allowed to kiss their kids in the shul. Kedei Likbo Belibo She'ein Ava Ka'abas HaMokom Baruch Hu. That really, our only love should be for Hashem. Okay. Mekor Devarim Elu, the source behind the Ramah's ruling, Kosov B'Darchi Moshe, B'shem ha'aguda, perakets and mevorchim, v'chem b'shem shut binyamin zev. Okay. Hine, ba'aguda lo matzati. I didn't find this. Alkein yesh eze toks tofer. So maybe there's a mistake over here. U'befrat ma'sha kosu b'darche moshe, sh'aguda kosu zev b'shem ha'kobo. He brings from the kobo. D'lo nire sh'aguda yatik devar b'shem ha'kobo. He doesn't quote it from the name. V'gam lo nirin kein lefi seder zemaneim. Okay, it wouldn't work according to the times. So says Ravadi that the children who are quoting does not mean they're cotton, meaning below the age of bar mitzvah. Degam lav davka banav, and also not only your own kids. Velo nearly l'kein, doesn't seem to me that's true. Bevade sheish lechalek bein katan legadol. Certainly there is a distinction between a katan and a gadol. Uvein bno la'acher, between your own child and someone else. Dinishuk livno ha'katan hu be'emez mara bezeh al avaz bechiba. When you kiss your little kid, that's showing your love and your affection. Vechol ha'nishuk hu mitzad ahva. It's all coming from a place of love. Abon of gadol, when you're your older child, you know, your 15-year-old, your 20-year-old, your 25-year-old, oba cherim, or someone else, she'ein hanishik ela ke'ein she'ela shalom bezeh lomar harmon. That's like, you know, you give someone, you know, at a simcha, something, you give someone a, you know, a kiss on the cheek, whatever it is. Okay, that's a greeting. V'lo lechinam kosov gam kein b'sefer chasidim, Shlon Rashik as Bno Besa Knesses or Fila Beso Lifnei Rabo, not to kiss him in your house in front of your Rebbe, Dinaka Bno Davka, that's specifically your own child. Vaimbir Hagrosha Kosumakor Lidivri Harama Meha Zohar, Kheli Bez Dav Kuf Lamid Bez Ayan Bez, Vizel Shon Zohar. This is what the Zohar says. Tochazi, come and see. Da ukmua lo yitzli barnash achori rabbi. A human being shouldn't daven standing behind your rabbi. The itmar kama dichsiv es Hashem lokechet yiro. Es achlola de boil medchal le rabbi morish tchinto. A person who have the more of the rabbi, like their fear of the shechina, dechila de talmid rabbi ihu. And the fear of a talmid of his rabbi should be upon him. Begin from the sake of Cain b'shaited the tzelusa at the time of davening lo yeshav yahu mora lekaime ele mora kudsh brichu b'lechudoy v'lo mora achera. You should only have fear for Hakadosh Baruch Hu at the time of davening, not any other mora. Okay, v'nearly says Ravadi in Cain the chol hakpedehi. You see clearly what the Zohar say. The Zohar said what's called Shaita Dit Salusa, the time of davening. This isn't a din in where you're davening, it's the time of davening. Right? You see clearly that the base medrash has a higher level of kedusha than a shul, because you're learning there. My cause of a ramah the iser al beis hakneses. The fact that the ramah brings us down in the beis hakneses, vaday she'ein ze rak mishum shas tefila, because that's where you're davening. Af the beis hakneses shelo b'shas tefila ein is l'nashik lebonav. There is no problem kissing your kid in shul when it is not the time of davening. Yeah, l'marshal, you know, at a kiddush or something like. Okay, you could do that. Ela shebederech klal shelo b'shas tefila v'havin nishar beis hakneses. Really, they only used to stay in the beis hakneses during the time of tefila. Like I mentioned, Emar. Right, this Shulchan Aruch brings in Or Chaim Kuf Nun Hey. Lefi ze biyameinu shebate kinesios shalanu. Our shuls einem yuchodim rak letefila. We don't only daven our shuls. Moshe, think about our shul. Right, at the davening to do, what do you do? We push aside the chairs, set up the tables, and make a kiddush. In came bevade shelo b'shas tefila, the time when you're not davening, ein. Esa isra hana. There is no prohibition whatsoever kissing a kid if it's not the time of davening. V'chein yirli de b'shas kriyas ha-Torah lo nikra shaita de tzlusa. And by reading the Torah, that's also not called the time of davening. L'kach ma shenohogim harbe anoshim lehinashik im ha-oil le-sefer Torah lo avidi isra. There's no problem with kissing. Milvad ma shekasavti le-el shel shaych ha-tam zeh ki'im b'vonov ha-ketanim shemar lehem ahava. Especially because what we said, it's only applying to the kids. In the sikum of the tshuva, again, this is Simon Mem Beis in Orli Yitzchak. Kol ha'isr l'nashik bebeis ha'kinesis. The whole prohibition of kissing in the shul, hudavka b'vonav ha'katanim, it's only for a small child, shemar lahem chibe bazeh, because it's showing your love and your affection for them. V'chein isr zeh hudavka b'shas tefila mamash. This is the only time we're actually davening, meaning not even by kriyas ha'Torah. L'fi zeh yesh li'ashiv es ha'minhag, shenohogu l'nashik l'oila l'Torah. Kiss the one, gets the aliyah. Again, so a little bit of background in this, but again, these two wonderful maislach from Rav David. Again, I just like want to read back this lashon that he had when the person gave him Musar. Look at the way Rav David responded. I'm not sure it's as simple as that. He didn't say you're wrong when Luke's head. He said, it's not so simple. Okay. Again, wonderful, wonderful stories from David, and we see that his psak by the Leish Shetels, it's Heter Gomer, and we see that by kissing a child in shul, within the proper guidelines as well. Okay, wishing everybody a good tefach. Take care.